Back in, Tourism New Zealand says what it's calling an evolution of the 100% pure campaign is not to mitigate bad publicity. The slogan has come under fire in the past for not accurately portraying the state of the country's environment. Tourism New Zealand Chief Executive Stephen England-Hall told our reporter Sally Murphy that the brand is continuously changing and is based on four principles.
People, culture, activities and landscapes. And what we're doing with the next evolution, without giving too much away of the general creative direction that we're going in, is amplifying and increasing the volume of the people and cultural aspects of New Zealand.
So more of a focus on maybe Māori culture and what the adventure activities here?
Yeah, so we have the school of thought here is that a brand is the conversations that people have about you after they leave. And of course, New Zealand, a destination brand like New Zealand, is no different. And what we find in our research increasingly is that the things our visitors say about us when they go home are obviously very complimentary of our landscapes and our wilderness and our accessibility of activities, but also about the uniqueness of our culture, the warmth of our welcome, and the unique richness of our people. And so what we're going to do is be amplifying those aspects so that they reinforce and amplify for our target audiences those characteristics of the New Zealand brand as well.
Is this about moving away from the environment and those landscapes because of the controversy around them?
Not at all. We see the landscapes as being an absolutely crucial part of our story and our narrative. And it's more of an and strategy than an or.
So it's not reinventing the wheel?
No, not at all, no.
And so do you think the 100% pure brand still is the right type of marketing for New Zealand?
No, absolutely. And I think one of the key measures that we track is our visitors' satisfaction, level of satisfaction they have with our natural and built environment. And certainly at the latest set of data at the end of March, what we saw was that 98% of our visitors to New Zealand state that the environment met or exceeded their expectations. And so when we look at the connection with our brand strategy and our promotional strategy, that's very clearly something that's very strong and powerful and resonates incredibly well for New Zealand on the world stage.
That's Stephen England-Hall there. He's the Tourism New Zealand Chief Executive. He's talking there to our reporter Sally Murphy about changes to the 100% pure brand. We'll have more on the story throughout the morning.